This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hello and welcome to the program, UFO Warning. In this episode, we're talking about 10 questions for the UFO hearing. That's correct, 10 questions for the UFO hearing. Now, this article that we're going over comes to us from thehill.com, and I bring it up because this is the kind of softball nonsense that you're going to be hearing in that hearing. After I go through this article, I want to talk about 5 real questions that I would ask, but you can bet your bottom dollar will not be asked in that hearing. So let's begin with the article. It's written by Merrick von Rinkenkopf, opinion contributors, dated April 17th, 2023. Title says, 10 key questions for this week's historic UFO hearing. It starts off, it says, a bipartisan group of lawmakers is doubling down on solving the decades-old UFO mystery. On Wednesday, the Senate Armed Services Subcommittees on Emerging Threats and Capabilities will hold the second hearing on the phenomena in over 50 years. Congressional interest in UFOs, also known as Unidentified Anomalous Phenomena, notice how they've changed the term there yet again. It was Unidentified Aerial Phenomena, now it's Unidentified Anomalous Phenomena, or UAPs, surged following the 2017 publication of eyebrow-raising videos recorded by Navy fighter jets. Briefings by naval aviators who witnessed the mysterious objects maneuvering in extraordinary ways subsequently paved the way for groundbreaking UAP-related legislation. Notice how the author of this article completely ignored the chain of custody issues with those videos, the ridiculous way in which they were leaked out, and the fact that we still haven't got straight answers about that. It goes on and says, as a result, the Department of Defense established the All Domain Anomaly Resolution Office, that's AARO. Importantly, Congress granted the office sweeping authority to scientifically analyze UFOs that exceed the known state of the art in science or technology, quote unquote. To cut through several layers of bureaucracy, lawmakers mandated that AARO's director report to top Pentagon and intelligence community leadership. Now, we know what a joke that is because, as we've seen recently, there's some question, has this thing even been funded? They had the DOD, I don't know if it was department head or the runner-up to the department head of DOD, and Senator, I believe Gildebrand, was grilling him about this. And he more or less just said, well, we set up an office like you told us to. They're clearly slow rolling them on this. They're taking their time. They're just pushing back against Congress, hoping that maybe a couple of these guys will get elected out of office next term, and they could just go on about covering up and hiding the UFO phenomenon like they've been doing for the last 70, 75 years, my opinion. It goes on, it says, the UAP's office's director will be the sole witness at Wednesday's hearing. As such, lawmakers will likely ask about administrative matters to include ensuring the AARO has the necessary funding to execute its scientific mission. We can have all the funding in the world, but if that funding's sitting in a bank somewhere in some DOD expense account and it's not being put to work, what good is it doing? Secondly, why not bring the DOD people in with him? Let's go ahead and have a real investigation into this thing. Why do we need to talk to one point man to sit there and just mumble through a 2 or 3 hour hearing where you know less when you start than you did before you had the hearing? For their part, it says Republican senators are likely to sharply criticize the Biden administration's response to the Chinese surveillance balloon shot down off the U.S. coast in February. Now, this is from the Hill, so they have to politicize this thing immediately. No reason to do that, but you know, that's what they do. So it says, but federal law requires AARO to analyze unidentified anomalous phenomena. Since the U.S. intelligence analysts tracked the massive Chinese surveillance balloon from launch and even watched as unusual weather blew it off its intended course, that's a lie. We don't know that. They didn't even pick up on this thing till it went over Wyoming. So how are they now? They're coming out and telling us that they knew about it when it was launched, even though it went over all kinds of military and nuclear installations. This is some pretty sloppy reporting, pretty propagandized reporting. The balloon incident, therefore, is not a relevant topic of a discussion for a hearing focused on AARO, and it's not really a worthy topic of discussion for this article, but the author does waste some time on it. It goes on and says, moreover, Pentagon analysts monitored a small number of Trump-era incursions. Here you go again with more of this political nonsense. You know, the guy's been out of office for 2.5 friggin' years. Do you have to keep blaming everything on him? I wouldn't care if Obama was the last president, or Clinton was the last president, or George Bush was the last president. At some point, when you're in the office, I'm sorry, but you have to take responsibility. And they are not taking responsibility for these incursions from UAPs or UFOs or whatever you want to call them. And you can say the same thing about Trump. Let him own what he did while he was in there. But this is a new administration, so own what happened while you were on staff. Goes on and says, but since the objects were officially unidentified, the reports were not disseminated beyond the tight circles of intelligence officials, leaving senior policymakers in the dark. This is more crap. They're trying to say that the same thing happened with Trump, but they kept everything secret to themselves. And the only difference is that Biden, you know, being the great decision maker that he is, he went out there and shot three of these things down and spent $2 or $3 million to do it. Well, we still haven't got pictures. And secondly, if these things were UFOs, they're way beyond anything we have. They could have been diplomats from another galaxy for all you know, you morons. Why would you shoot them down for? That's asinine, stupid to do that. So to say that Trump was somehow at fault for not shooting down UFOs makes no sense. You know, this would be like Native Americans firing on the first settlers who had muskets with bow and arrow. An instant death penalty. Do we really want to attack some other incurring force that's light years ahead of us in technology? Does that seem like a smart thing to do? Wouldn't it be a little bit more intelligent just to study these things for a bit? Before we start World War III with E.T., for crying out loud, senators participating in this week's hearing should focus instead on military reports of the unknown craft exhibiting extraordinary flight characteristics. They may consider asking questions such as, and then they say, of the 500-plus UAP reports by service members in recent years, how many describe remarkable flight characteristics? Does AARO have high confidence that any UAP exhibit highly advanced technology? Well, to me, that's just a stupid question. We know that a bunch of them are so unusual that they can't be defined as anything but a UFO. Okay? So, yes, it's highly advanced technology. This is a deep state. This is a deep state roundtable for a limited hangout. This is the kind of crap that you're going to be hearing tomorrow. Okay. Number two. Are the objects in the now famous Gimbal, GoFast, and FLIR 1 UAP videos still unidentified? If so, what are the AARO's working theories for them? And then he rambles on about this. Look, of course they're still unidentified, but that's not the important question. The important question is to be, how were these things leaked to the public? Who were the actors involved? And why did Tom DeLonge's company end up with a couple of these, which they were allowed to splatter the watermark of their Academy to the Stars company all over them, monetize them on video, and make who knows how much money off of them? The important question about those videos is the chain of custody issue, okay? The quality is so bad that we know we're not getting the grade A material. We're getting some kind of a dumbed-down version. What we need to know about those videos is who are the actors in the release of those videos. We know this stuff's been around for years. That there's no revelation there. It only confirmed what we already know. Number three, he says, rigorous, verifiable public analysis of the Navy videos confirmed fighter pilot accounts that the objects exhibited highly advanced technology. Is AARO aware of these open source assessments? Oh, come on. Do you think they watch television? I mean, this guy, he's a smart one, isn't he? Of course they're aware. They've been aware for 70 friggin' years. They've been talking about it. Heck, Gerald Ford couldn't get answers back in the 1960s when he asked about this stuff. you need to have this stuff declassified. We need to know what happened to the rest of the videos off these Navy battleships. Where did they go at? We know they've got the video. For crying out loud, just give us a video of the three UFOs that they shot down in February. They won't even do that. Another nonsense question. Okay, on the number four, has AARO characterized the UAP observed, often via multiple sensors by dozens of naval aviators off the U.S. East Coast in recent years? If not, what is AARO's working hypothesis for these highly anomalous encounters? And answer to question number four, of course they have. They've told us as much. They've told us that they have confirmed reports of UFOs, that they have been observed from the ground or the deck of the ship, from radar, okay, mechanically through radar, from the fighter pilot himself, herself, when they approached them, and from the satellite imagery. So you're talking about four different eyewitnesses, four different sets of eyes on the UFO at the same time. And they have it. They have the reports, they have the images, they have all the data, everything. So this is another question that doesn't need to be asked because we already know the answer to it. Number five, in a striking development, AAR director Dr. Sean Kirkpatrick recently co-authored a scientific paper theorizing that extraterrestrial probes may be drawn to water on Earth's surface. To what extent did UAP encounters, the most compelling of which occurred over water, inform this groundbreaking paper? Oh man, I just think I want to puke. This is just more garbage thrown in the stew. Who cares about some stupid paper theorizing that UFOs come here for water? There's plenty of time to talk about that and theorize about that. We need actual answers. We need actual images provided to us by the Air Force, the Navy, and the military of that they have captured of these UFOs. Okay? They need to quit lying and produce the evidence and not pass it off in a brown paper bag to a former Pentagon employee from a current Pentagon employee to be monetized by some for-profit, non-profit, whatever group, okay? We need disclosure and we need transparency. And we don't really care about some theoretical paper written. That's meaningless to us. We need answers. Number six, do you agree with former Director of Intelligence John Ratcliffe's statement that UAPs possess technologies that the United States does not have and, frankly, that we are not capable of defending against? Why or right? Why not? I just wish that Ratcliffe could have told us everything he knew without having his head blown off, without being wet-weathered. Because if you watch the interview with that man, it is clear that he knows something and he's really concerned about it. I don't know. He could start with the cattle mutilations, maybe, and the human abductions and the implants. Number seven, last week, Space Force Major John Olson stated that UAP encounters have occurred globally. Could you provide additional context? Be assured, they will not, but we don't need the military to tell us. We have YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. People are posting pictures all the time. Number eight, how many AAROs 500-plus cases involve detections by multiple sensors, including satellite or other space-based systems. Well, ask NASA. They've got 2 million pictures of the moon that they won't release, let alone pictures of UFOs. We know that these things are constantly being photographed by satellites. That's why they're constantly being blacked out in the pictures that we see. Number nine, how many UAP-related videos and images are in possession? Well, probably not too many. Because, see, they're a joke department created in response to an order from Congress, which the DOT doesn't really give a rat's behind about. Because they can just move all this stuff over into some off-the-books department or NGO or company, and you're not going to see it anyway. So another question that doesn't need to be asked. Number 10, the U.S. government has a long history of triumphantly highlighting resolved UAP reports while ignoring, downplaying, or force-fitting scientifically observed explanations onto compelling UAP cases. Recent press reports suggest that this may be occurring again. What steps will AARO take to prevent this? Well, it doesn't matter because the AARO is just one little department. And as far as we know, it only has a single employee right now. What steps will they take to prevent this? They're not the ones doing it. So how could they prevent it when they have the entire deep state and the bought and paid for media working against them? They've been depersoning people since before 1947. They've been threatening and intimidating people since before Roswell. So to think that the AARO is suddenly going to be able to have some sort of an impact on this is quite frankly childish. Now, there are some questions that I personally would like to ask myself about this whole situation that I think the questions do bear answering and probably are a lot more impactful than the questions that were presented by the author for The Hill. The first thing I would like to ask Mr. Kirkpatrick from AARO is, have you made contact? In fact, has anybody in the Defense Department, in the Department of Defense, or the Deep State made contact with these things? And if you have, let's talk about that. Because if you've made contact with them, and you're already having some sort of conversation, or maybe it's just been some sort of passing in the hallway, we as the American people need to know about it. Secondly, I'd like to know, can we talk about abductions? What evidence do you have on the abductions? We know that people have been reporting for many, many years that they have been abducted by these things. What's going on? We need some answers on this. This is unleashing, in many cases, psychological trauma on the people this has been done to. Everything from mind-boggling, unhuman experiments being done on them to many people reporting that there's some sort of alien breeding program going on. If this is the case, really, we need to talk about it. Second thing, you say you don't believe in abductions. Well, let's talk about alien implants. Now, we've had plenty of these things taken out of people containing metals and metal alloys that are not from this world, in some cases not even from this galaxy. They're clearly communicating with some source. They are a real thing, okay? Found in people who've often claimed to have been abducted, just normal people going about their business, ending up with these things in their body, not happy about it. Have you done any research into this alien implant phenomena? Have you done one bit of scientific research? It ties in with the work that was done recently at Berkeley, where we find out that hundreds of people have died when they come in contact with UFO metamaterial. It goes on and said, I would ask them, what about the cattle mutilations? What's going on with these things? Thousands and thousands of these things mutilated over the last 30 years. I think over 10,000. But yet we have no answers. Not a single satanic cow tipper has been arrested. Not one. You come upon these mutilations and there's no blood on the ground. Not a single drop of blood. No tracks around. Inexplicably mutilated. Ritualistically mutilated. Frequently paired with UFO sightings. What do you know about cattle mutilations, Mr. Kirkpatrick? I asked him about UFO crashes and crash material. Do you know of any legitimate UFO crashes other than Roswell? And are you in possession of the crash material? Because Tom DeLonge says he is, okay? He certainly says he is, says he's got some of it. They've been trying to reverse engineer it in the production of tanks or wanting to make some camouflage material out of it. That was the word a couple of years ago. So what's going on with this crash material? Is it in your hands, or have they pawned this off already like they did the other stuff to some corporation or NGO or some buried department somewhere? We want the truth about UFO crashes and crash material, because this is something that affects all of us. And finally, the last thing I want to ask, I guess it ties the whole thing together, is reverse engineering. What do you know about reverse engineering? We've heard so much about it over the years. Reverse engineering one of these machines has the potential to destroy the world or change the world. I see where Corbell and AMNAC are saying that they have proof that the Russians have reverse engineered UFO weapon systems. That's concerning. Have we reversed UFO weapon systems, Mr. Kirkpatrick? Have we reversed the power to bring medical freedom to this country? Have we reversed engineered UFOs to gain advantages in our economy from these things? Because if there's some sort of technology here that's been reverse engineered, the people that know about it have a exponential advantage over the people that don't know about it. So before the profits are all hoarded into the pockets of 10 or 12 people, maybe we could share that with the rest of society. Maybe we could spread the wealth a little bit instead of turning our country into even more of an oligarchy. So tell us, Mr. Kirkpatrick, have we reverse engineered UFO craft? And finally, could you please stop lying to us? We've had enough. We've had so many lies around this stuff and so much false hope. And so many people think that they're going to get disclosure from these meetings, but I hate to tell you, I have zero hope for disclosure. What I see happening tomorrow is 10 silly, stupid questions being asked by people who just follow along, believe whatever they're told, whether they're told to put on a mask or to turn their head the other way because what was shot down over the Yukon was nothing more than a party balloon. Okay? Time to grow up and ask the hard questions that deserve to be answered. Questions like, have we made contact? What about the abductions? What about the cattle mutilations? What about the human implants? What about the UFO crash material? And what about the reverse engineering? Those are the kind of hard questions that we deserve answers to. And we have not got a single answer to any of these from the deep state or any one of these half a dozen alphabet agencies that they have created to pretend like they are investigating the UFO phenomena. Until next time, this is UFO Warning over and out.